Well, I mean, I will say this, that the work that Immigration Voice has put in to get to this place where we're at now, where we are the closest we've ever been to getting our bill passed, is just amazing. And it's a testament to the hard work of everybody on this call. And if you're new, we need you and your energy and your effort to get us across the finish line, because here is what it comes down to. There's I would say, a few points to be made. And the first point is this. No immigration bill is going to pass unless you give somebody a reason why it's going to pass. And so the problem that we have as a community is we are not voters. So, yes, people have sympathy for us, and, yes, we're loud, and, yes, we're energetic, but many of us on this call do not vote. And because of that, we have to bring something else to the table to say why our bill can pass. And so a few months ago, we decided to make a calculation, and the calculation we made was a very rational, simple cost-benefit analysis, and that is for every single person who's in a backlog that's decades long, up to 70 years, think of all of the years you're going to have to spend on H-1B renewal fees, H-1B premium processing fees, hiring lawyers, not being able to change jobs, all the money you'll lose because of that, having to go to get a visa stamp in India, et cetera, et cetera. And what cost would you pay to avoid all of that? And if you say, you know, $1,000 or something like that, who in this room would not pay $1,000 to get rid of all of that trouble and all of those fees and all of those costs and all of those expenses in their life? And so what we realize is, but the money that you spend on all of that doesn't go into the government treasury, but a fee could go to the government treasury. And so that's what we did. We came up with this concept. And this concept of a willing fee that people are happy and thrilled about to pay was immediately accepted and loved by many people in the House of Representatives who have said, this is the answer, because now we need to pay for things, whether it's DACA, whether it's border security, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's Obamacare, whatever it is, we have put ourselves in a position where we can make bills happen that otherwise could not happen without our help. Because any other pay for in the government, there's only two ways to pay for things. Tax people that don't want to be taxed, or cut people's programs that don't want to be cut. And so that is the issue here. And because that is the issue here, we're willing, happy people. People need our money, and they will take it. And so because of that, we are at the precipice of a great success, but it's not going to work without all of you being active, calling, coming to Washington, and having people hear your stories and hear that you want to pay this fee and that you want to make this bill happen and that you're being unselfish and you want, you know, a DACA bill to happen or an infrastructure bill to happen or any bill to happen, and you're happy to be the one that pays for this. And so that's where we're at. We are an organization that is doing far more things at far more times than we've ever been before. We're the closest to passing H.R. 392. We've kept H-4 EAD going. We've defeated this horrible proposal. We exposed it. We shone a light on it before it could start breathing, and we killed it, this horrible proposal to eliminate the renewals for H-1Bs. And so we are doing everything we could possibly do, but we need your help. Only the few of us that are setting the strategy need all of you to go in. Now, some people I see, you know, say certain things. They say, well, why don't you advocate for a bunch of different things, like recapture or like, you know, some other bill, that, you know, merit-based Tom Cotton system and all of that. And the point is this. If we could advocate for all of those things, at the end of the day, those things could pass, we would advocate for them. But the problem is, if you advocate for six things, you get none of them. That's how the Congress works. In the Congress, you have to advocate for one thing, and you have to push. And the one thing you have to advocate, if you're going to only pick one thing, you have to pick the thing that has the best chance to pass. And so, for instance, it's very, if you look at all the organizations that have been successful in life, they are very, very simple in what they advocate for. So the NRA, the National Rifle Association, they advocate for no gun control laws. That's it. One simple thing. They do not advocate for anything else. They just say no. That's it. Everybody goes, no, no, no. That's it. Or Numbers USA, they come in and they say no new immigrants of any kind. One very simple thing. They don't ask for 18 different bills. They ask for one very simple concept. And so that's why on the legislative front, we all try to stay focused on one legislative concept. And when we pass this, and we're the closest to ever passing it, then we can have a discussion about another legislative concept. But it is very important that we try to get the one thing passed that is the thing that's most likely to pass and the most likely to help everyone in this cause.